Good morning. I'm not going to preach today, but I'm very excited, and I don't know why, but also I'm very nervous for the person that is coming. But yes, I'm very happy, guys, for my youth group. They are such a wonderful family for me, and every single kid that has been here praying, I know you've been seeing them, how they've been growing, going from zero to going up. So I'm very thankful with you guys, your prayers too. He's been making everything possible too, because that's needed too, your prayers. So, yeah, so Jaden, can you come here, please? Jaden is a youth that I love so much, as everyone. I love every single one. But, you know, those that give you more hard time, it's kind of like you're more attached to them, you know. And Jaden's been giving me a little hard time, but I am so proud of him that he's able to be here this morning. And if you know Jaden, you might remember him sitting over there with Kaylee and with a hooter on like that, sweater, like, I don't want to be here, right? Remember that? But I am so thankful with God, because he'd rather be in here than another place. And we don't see that much in youth. We don't see that much in young people. But the young people that is here, I can tell you, they want to know more about Christ and grow with you guys together. So, Jaden, it's the first time that he's going to be doing this. I know you told me you're a bit nervous. I'm nervous too, but hey, it's okay. So please, guys, don't be too rude with him. You know, encourage him and help him. Say amen if he say amen. I help him like some amens there, so he might say amens, because, you know, I work with him together. So yes, Jaden, all yours. Let me pray for you first. And please, guys, help me praying for Jaden. Jaden, thank you, God, for this day. Thank you that this young man, Jaden, is able and willing to be your instrument. So, God, we ask that your Holy Spirit can take control of his life right now, and that you, Lord, will provide discernment for us. We praise you, God, for this young man. Thank you, God, and keep working on his heart, keep working on his life, and help us, God, to see your work, your mighty work in his life. In your name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, church. My name is Jaden, and I have the honor to be preaching today. This Sunday morning. Before I continue, I want to pray for the study to just nourish us and just give us of more perspective into our lives. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, I just ask you that you can just give me wisdom, confidence, and you can just give me the strength, the wisdom again, Lord, to just go ahead and preach what I'm preaching today, this Sunday, Lord, and just let it nourish everyone's bodies, minds, and let them use it as the following week comes, Lord. In your name, I pray. Amen. Amen. All right. I'm going to do it a little differently. Can you get me a mic? Okay, so I kind of like Danny's way of teaching, how he makes it more interactive, and I kind of feel like that helps a lot in teaching. So I'm going to ask you guys questions, and I'm going to randomly pick one of you guys, and I'm going to grab the mic, I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to see your answer. Anyway, all right, so can anybody tell me what Palm Sunday is? Anybody? You can hold it.
It's when Jesus rode on a donkey and everybody took palm branches and waved them at him, and they put rugs on the floor for the donkey to walk on.
That was amazing, Henrik. Thank you. Okay. So Henrik did an excellent job in explaining what Palm Sunday was in the gist. What I personally think Palm Sunday is, it's a Christian holiday that marks the beginning of Holy Week, which leads up to Easter Sunday. It corroborates Jesus' triumph triumph entry into Jerusalem, an event described in all four Gospels of the New Testament. If you guys can get a Bible out, your phone, handheld Bible, your phone, we'll be reading from Mark 11, 1 to 11. As Jesus and his disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to the towns of Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of them on ahead. "Go into that village over there," he told them. "As soon as you enter it, you will see a young donkey tied there that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, 'What are you doing?' just say, 'The Lord needs it and will return it soon.'" The two disciples left and found the colt standing in the street, tied outside in front of a door. As they were untying it, some bystanders demanded, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They said what Jesus had told them to say, and they were permitted to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it, and he sat on it. Many in the crowd spread their garments on the road ahead of them, and others spread leafy branches they had cut in the fields. Jesus was the center of the procession, and the people all around him were shouting, "Praise God! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessings on the coming kingdom of our ancestor David! Praise God in the highest heaven!" So Jesus came to Jerusalem and went into the temple. After looking around carefully at everything, he left because it was late in the afternoon. Then he returned to Bethany with the 12 disciples. Anyone, what does this mean? What do you think this means? Is it okay if there's no, nobody wants to say, I'll go ahead. But is there's anybody wants to elaborate? No, it's all right. Okay. So what does this mean? Jesus rode into Jerusalem with a donkey, specifically to show us how to be humble. He showed us this by riding a donkey, while kings ride luxurious horses with gold and silver plating armor. Also, when a leader slash king came into your town, they would be riding on a war horse. Jesus came peacefully riding a donkey humbly. It was a statement of him coming in peace. Also to note, if Jesus was coming on a white horse, it would be a sign of war, and he was coming to conquer his king. He will one day come again on a horse, if we go to Revelation 19:11. "I saw heaven standing open. There before me was a white horse, whose rider is faithful and true. With justice he judges and wages war." Jesus rode into Jerusalem once again on a donkey, while crowds of people spread palm branches on their cloaks on the road, shouting, "Hosanna," which means "save us." Remember, Jesus is king. Amen!
Amen.
Also, the triumphal entry is considered a symbol of Jesus' messiahship and kingship. However, the crowd's expectation of Jesus as a political and military leader who would overthrow the Roman rule, was not Jesus' actual mission. Instead of a conquering king, Jesus came as the Prince of Peace, emphasizing spiritual salvation. Also, by doing this, he fulfilled a prophecy on Zechariah 9:9. "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Zechariah 9:9, once again. This old prophecy foretells Jesus' entry into Jerusalem as a king, riding on a donkey, coming peacefully. Well, what does all this have to do with our daily lives? Well, actually, a lot. This tells us that no matter our situation, we can live as Jesus did. Love, praying for others, praying for your enemy, giving your life for others. Humble, bringing yourself down to others, lowering your ego completely. And I already said that, I'm sorry. Jesus was the king, and he did it without regret. But why is it so hard for us to be humble and humble ourselves? We need to serve others, serving people without expecting from them. When you do it for God. We need to humble ourselves like Jesus did in order to live righteously. Presidents and kings today live luxurious lives. Jesus, however, is king by doing what he did without anything fancy or luxurious. We can live like Jesus every day of the week. The one thing we need is to be more like Jesus in love, service, and humbleness. By doing this, we can live like Jesus and be in the presence of God. Okay, does anybody have a conclusion from what I said? Oh, Jesse? Okay. You good.
In conclusion, Jesus rode on a donkey on Palm Sunday to show that he was coming humbly and peacefully and that he was a king and fulfilling the prophecy. And yeah. How does that apply to us? That applies to us by we should be more like him and we should be humble because we want to be just like Jesus. And he didn't come boasting about me being king, all this stuff. He came peacefully and humbly. So, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, my conclusion is Palm Sunday shows us actually who Jesus is, a humble and peaceful king. If he is our king, your king, we need to live accordingly to how he did. In order to receive salvation, we need to live like Jesus, do what Jesus did, serve others selflessly like Jesus, love others like Jesus, and show humility to others like Jesus. Jesus came to serve, not to be served. Don't do it just for salvation. Do it because God is asking to you. I'm sorry my sermon was so short, but I hope you guys loved it. All right, I'm going to pray once again for the conclusion of my sermon. Dear Lord, I hope my sermon just helped everyone, helped someone learn something this Sunday, Lord, and I just hope people use it as the following week comes, Lord, and I just ask you to just let this nourish their minds, Lord, and just let them remember this from their days coming on. In your name, I pray. Amen.